Government Pension Offset, SSA publication number 05-1007, June 2012. The contents of this audio publication are a law that affects spouses and widows or widowers, how much will my Social Security benefits be reduced, why will my Social Security benefits be reduced, when won't my Social Security benefits be reduced? What about Medicare? Can I still get Social Security benefits from my own work? Contacting Social Security. A law that affects spouses and widows or widowers. If you receive a pension from a federal, state, or local government based on work where you did not pay Social Security taxes, your Social Security spouses or widows or widowers' benefits may be reduced. This fact sheet provides answers to questions you may have about the reduction. How much will my Social Security benefits be reduced? Your Social Security benefits will be reduced by 2/3 of your government pension. In other words, if you get a monthly civil service pension of $600, 2/3 of that, or $400, must be deducted from your Social Security benefits. For example, if you are eligible for a $500 spouse's, widow's, or widower's benefit from Social Security, you will receive $100 per month from Social Security. 500 minus 400 equals 100. If you take your government pension annuity in a lump sum, Social Security still will calculate the reduction as if you chose to get monthly benefit payments from your government work. Why will my Social Security benefits be reduced? Benefits we pay to wives, husbands, widows, and widowers are dependents' benefits. These benefits were established in the 1930s to compensate spouses who stayed home to raise a family and who were financially dependent on the working spouse. But as it has become more common for both spouses in a married couple to work, each earned his or her own Social Security retirement benefit. The law has always required that a person's benefit as a spouse, widow, or widower be offset dollar for dollar by the amount of his or her own retirement benefit. In other words, if a woman worked and earned her own $800 monthly Social Security retirement benefit, but she also was due a $500 wife's benefit on her husband's Social Security record, we cannot pay the wife's benefit because her own Social Security benefit offset it. But before enactment of the government pension offset provision, if that same woman was a government employee who did not pay into Social Security and who earned a $800 government pension, there was no offset, and we were required to pay her a full wife's benefit in addition to her government pension. If this government employee's work had instead been subject to Social Security taxes, any Social Security benefit payable as a spouse, widow, or widower would have been reduced by the person's own Social Security retirement benefit. In enacting the government pension offset provision, Congress intended to ensure that when determining the amount of spousal benefit, government employees who do not pay Social Security taxes would be treated in a similar manner to those who work in the private sector and do pay Social Security taxes. When won't my Social Security benefits be reduced? Generally, your Social Security benefits as a spouse, widow, or widower will not be reduced if you are receiving a government pension that is not based on your earnings, or are a federal, including civil service offset, state or local government employee whose government pension is based on a job where you were paying Social Security taxes and you filed for and were entitled to spouses, widows, or widowers benefits before April 1st, 2004, or your last day of employment that your pension is based on is before July 1st, 2004. Or you paid Social Security taxes on your earnings during the last 60 months of government service. Under certain conditions, fewer than 60 months may be required for people whose last day of employment falls after June 30th, 2004, and before March 2nd, 2009. Also, there are other situations where Social Security benefits as a spouse, widow, or widower will not be reduced. For example, if you are a federal employee who elected to switch from the civil service retirement system to the federal employees retirement system after December 31st, 1987, and you filed for and were entitled to spouses, widows, or widowers benefits before April 1st, 2004, or your last day of service that your pension is based on is before July 1st, 2004, or you paid Social Security taxes on your earnings for 60 months or more during the period beginning January 1988 and ending with the first month of entitlement to benefits, or received or were eligible to receive a government pension before December 1982 and meet all requirements for Social Security spouses' benefits in effect in January 1977, or received or were eligible to receive a federal, state, or local government pension before July 1st, 1983, and were receiving one-half support from your spouse. Note, a civil service offset employee is a federal employee rehired after December 31st, 1983, following a break in service of more than 365 days with 5 years of prior CSRS coverage. What about Medicare? Even if you do not receive cash benefits based on your spouse's work, you still can get Medicare at age 65 on your spouse's record if you are not eligible for it on your own record. Can I still get Social Security benefits from my own work? The offset applies only to Social Security benefits as a spouse or widow or widower. However, your own benefits may be reduced because of another provision of the law. For more information, ask for Windfall Elimination Provision, publication number 05-10045. Contacting Social Security. For more information and to find copies of our publications, visit our website at www.socialsecurity.gov or call toll-free 1-800-772-1213 for the deaf or hard of hearing. Call for our TTY number, 1-800-325-0778. We treat all calls confidentially. We can answer specific questions from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday. Generally, you'll have a shorter wait time if you call during the week after Tuesday. We can provide information by automated phone service 24 hours a day. We also want to make sure you receive accurate and courteous service. That is why we have a second Social Security representative monitor some telephone calls.